No competition. Elijah versus the false prophets.
Many generations after David, there was a king who didn't follow God, and he led the Jewish people to worship a false god named Baal. There was a prophet named Elijah, and God had repeatedly sent him to the people and the king to turn them back to God. One day, he gathered all the people and the false prophets of Baal on a mountain. And he said to the people, "How long are you going to go back and forth between the true God and Baal? If God is God, then serve him. If Baal is God, then serve him." But the people didn't say anything. Well, there were hundreds of prophets of Baal there, so Elijah told them, "You offer something to your God, and then afterwards I'll offer something to my God. We'll put the offering on top of wood, but we won't set it on fire. The God that sends fire to burn up the offering, that is a true God." Well, the people heard this and thought this was a wonderful idea. So the prophets of Baal prepared their offering and they began crying out to him. This went on for hours, but nothing happened. Elijah started laughing at them. He said, "Shout louder. Maybe he can't hear you because he's away on a trip. Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's gone to the bathroom." So they shouted louder and even cut themselves, hoping to get Baal's attention. But still, nothing happened. This went on for hours and hours, and finally, it was Elijah's turn. He said to the people, "Come here." And they did. Then Elijah took some stones from an old altar of God, and he made a new altar. Then he prepared his offering and put it on top of the wood. He told the people to fill 4 jars with water and pour them over the offering. So they did. Then he told them to do it again, and they did. And then he had them do it a third time, and they did. In fact, there was so much water that it soaked the offering, the altar, the wood, and even filled the trench that was dug around it. Then Elijah said to God, "Please, show all these people that you are the only true God and you are bringing their hearts back to yourself." Then God sent fire down from heaven and consumed everything. It burned up the offering, it burned up the wood, the stones, the dirt, and even the water. When the people saw this happen, they fell on the ground shouting, "Your God is God! Your God is God!" So Elijah ordered the people to keep the false prophets of Baal from escaping, and then he killed all the false prophets.